Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. I'm Allison Klein, and we're coming to you live from Mobile World Congress in Barcelona. And I'm delighted to be with Rajesh Mishra, co-founder, president, and CTO of Parallel Wireless. Welcome, Rajesh.
Thank you for having me.
So I'm really excited to have Parallel Wireless on the program. We've tried to set up this interview for a couple times, so we finally got you on the show. Can you tell me a little bit about Parallel Wireless and the background about your company and its place within the networking arena?
Parallel Wireless, what we're trying to do is make cellular deployment as easy as Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. And what we mean by that is Wi-Fi, when you deploy, you don't think too much about it. You just put the access points where you need and how you need. And we want to get there with cellular as well. Mm-hmm. And what we have done is we have virtualized the radio interfaces and radio networks, so RAM in short, using the Intel platforms. Actually, we use Intel two ways, one on the radios and one on the server side. But in general, what we try to do is make simplification so that when operators deploy cellulars, whether it's indoor or outdoor, they're not thinking too much. Mm-hmm. It's just easy to deploy.
You have brought a number of different types of technologies to market that take advantage of virtualization. So can you tell me about how you're using that in the RAN as well as in some other products within your portfolio?
Sure. Instead of looking at the hype of the virtualization, the first thing we ask is, what did virtualization do in the IT industry? And that's really what we are trying to do with virtualization in the cellular world. We want to leverage commodity Intel platforms so we don't end up building proprietary chassis. Then the second thing we do is, as you look in the IT industry, single server or set of servers with a virtualized platform are running very different applications, whether it's a web server or email server. They may have nothing to do with each other, but they are leveraging the same platform and they are dynamically sharing the resources.
Sure.
So we bring those kind of concepts back into the cellular as well, where we offer multiple virtual functions, but think as a features. We bring them to a single platform. But the beauty in the cellular world is a lot of these features are related. So you are able to take advantage of these features working on a single platform.
Mm-hmm.
A very simple example would be enterprise cellular. We are using the cloud-based infrastructure hosted on an Intel platform. We are able to deploy what we call them as cellular access points, really as easy as Wi-Fi. So you don't need on-premise controller or anything. These are all nodes arbitrarily placed in an enterprise, and they're all managed through the servers somewhere in the cloud.
We're at Mobile World Congress, which is always a place where companies come with new news. So I've got to ask you, what does Parallel Wireless have that's new at Mobile World Congress this year?
We are very excited, actually, meeting various customers and happy to have Intel as our partner. And what we are doing is talking about our virtualization platform. And in general, what we talk about is it's more about education, where hype meets reality. That's really the way we look at it. So we are very excited to announce our enterprise solution, which we did with Intel a few weeks ago. When we talk to customers, we are helping them understand in a more detailed level, again, using the virtualized platform. Another thing actually we did that got a lot of press attention was we were at Super Bowl and we deployed a public safety network. Again, it was all virtualized using our Hetnet gateway.
Nice.
And we provide the public safety LTE network to the first responders in Super Bowl.
Oh, that's fantastic. There was a lot of attention at the Super Bowl around improved network capabilities and improved online experiences in the stadium. That was neat to see.
Yeah. Obviously, the public safety network is very different scale than what a commercial network is. But if you compare when you virtualize the simplicity of the deployment, where in a traditional sense, you bring the cell on wheels with heavy equipment and heavy chassis in there versus all cloud-based, what ours was, that's really the future, even though it was a small scale. But you can see and compare how it helps really deploy these things.
I think that MWC is a wonderful way of tracking where we've been as an industry when you think about the topics that we talked about last year to where we are today. What do you think 2016 is going to be in the networking space in terms of ramp of virtualized deployment?
There will be a lot of hype about 5G, so I think we all can agree to that.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually it'll start settling in. And in terms of the virtualization, a lot of the 5G will be simplifying what's already there with the help of virtualization.
Tell us a little bit about how you actually deliver that multi-band support for a customer.
Think about it. All these things are different functions or network functions. And when you aggregate them into a single place, you actually have God's eye view of what's happening in each band or each backhaul legs or each interfaces. So when you are able to get all those information in one place, you can make better and smart decisions. And this challenge actually in telecom industry has been there in forever. If you think about the IMS networks, which are the VoIP-related networks, mm-hmm. there are at least 10 or 15 boxes you deploy before you can make a single phone call. While theoretically it all sounds good that you can buy these 15 boxes from 15 vendors, but to operators who is the ultimate integrator, it becomes really difficult to manage all that. So with the virtualization, if all those 15 boxes are just different virtual functions on a single server, all of a sudden the life is easy. So if you draw the same analogy into the multi-band or multi-technology, when all these things are on a single virtualized platform, again, you're not logged in because you can get virtual functions from different vendors. Mm-hmm. You can get the platform of your choice. So this way, all of a sudden, operators get all the flexibility using a standard platform. And now all these functionalities coming together, they get a bigger, higher level intelligence, which they never had, unless they add a lot of proprietary pipes into these different boxes. And that's really, it's all about.
I'm sure we've piqued some interest on people listening online about what you guys are bringing to the marketplace. Where can they go to find out more about Parallel Wireless?
www.parallelwireless.com and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. So all the links are on our website.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you.